coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. It is a dark and it is a rainy morning, but it's warm, kind of 55 in Green Bay, 60 in Oshkosh.
I told Todd, you know, when I came in this morning, long before you got here, that nice day to just sit in bed and read a book.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was a little. But you're right. It was warm out. It was warmer than I thought when I got outside today. I thought, that's not so bad. I didn't walk to work, though, today because of the rain.
Oh, today you didn't?
No, I didn't.
Oh, wow.
It was raining today.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. You know what? Milton to get wet. What does he do? Do you have a little treadmill for him for, like, the days you don't take him for a walk since it's raining out?
No, dog's got to get outside to go to the bathroom. He doesn't stay outside very long.
No, I'll bet. Yeah.
He jumps off the soaps. He's right back at the door. So anyway, but it was it's warm. Hey, the weather's gonna be good today. Get up to what?
60? Well, it's 60 already.
Right.
In Oshkosh, like I said, 57 in Appleton, 55 in Green Bay. It's a beautiful morning other than the dark rain. Am I getting old? Todd, am I getting old?
Well, we all are, but what's your point?
Yeah.
It's dark.
It really hit me yesterday.
Yeah.
It seemed like just over the weekend
it's like
we lost a lot.
It's the middle of the night at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
That is a little weird, but you're right. It was so great when we got up and
the sun was shining before. Yeah. We'd come in, you'd have sunglasses on because the sun was shining so bright. Now it's like it's 3 a.m. at 6, isn't it?
It's bad.
It does.
Wait, we got to get our listeners energized. No, this is it's a great morning, right? We are happy
but
to
if
be.
You, hey, if you're listening in bed and you can stay in bed, stay there.
Take it.
Trust me.
Take it.
Why not? Think about that. When you're on your deathbed someday, you're going to be like, you know, that one morning.
That was awesome.
What would it have hurt if I just stayed in bed? It's raining and it's dark and it's just, I'm just going to stay in bed.
Yeah. I don't know. It's nice to take an impromptu day off. And this would
I know.
Be the
Isn't
day.
That the best?
I would probably take this day. This is the kind of day I could just
take
chill
it off, people. Take it off.
No,
just relax.
Call
it sick. Have that little coffee. Hey, how you doing? I just don't want to spread it to work.
I'm looking out for you.
And then you get more energy than anything. As soon as you call in, you feel so great.
Right, you hang up the phone. I got the day.
I can do anything. Wouldn't it great if you didn't have to work for a living?
I don't know about that.
Right.
I think work, and I'm teaching right after our show today.
Yeah, you're a professor.
I am.
And I'm going to start calling you Mino and the Professor.
I have to get a different cup. I can't drink out of a paper cup. I got to upgrade.
I don't like this coffee today because we don't have Sweet and Low.
Yeah,
Todd?
We're out of Sweet and Low,
Todd. Todd's been so great in so many things, but he failed on this one. There's no Sweet and Low. It's just regular sugar, and I don't use regular sugar.
I thought Jim was in charge of the sweeteners.
That would be my department.
Yeah, that kind of is your
department. Yeah, I agree with that, Todd. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pile on.
It's okay.
I know. We're going to back off, Todd. But Johnny, I didn't know you were that picky because there's the yellow packet and the blue packet, and there's quite an inventory of yellow.
I need the blue.
And John needs the blue. I didn't know that till this morning.
I don't drink regular sugar.
What is the difference between the yellow and the blue?
Sugar is sugar.
Well,
sugar is the worst thing that's possible for you. There's nothing worse you can put in your body than sugar.
The yellow is not sugar.
Yeah, it is.
I am going to go check. I'll be right back.
Yeah, it's not. No,
quick
John,
pull already.
Sugar
wow.
Is No, John, sugar wow. is sugar.
Yeah, it's not good for you.
I agree with that. No, let's move on.
Okay.
Then so there's sugar, and then there's the yellow packet and the blue packet.
I need the blue.
I know, but why can't you use the yellow?
The blue is like Sweet and Low.
I bet you if I would put the yellow in the blue, you couldn't tell
the
difference.
Oh, I know. Yes, I would.
Anyway, that's my job. I bring in the coffee. No,
one job.
You
got one job.
Well, I bring in the coffee, too.
Two jobs.
And the creamer, too.
Yellow. So the packet back there is not yellow, it's brown. It's the raw sugar packet.
That's
in there.
Okay.
I think the yellow one is Splenda, isn't it, or something like that?
No. It's real sugar.
No, it's not, John.
I don't like real sugar.
John, look, I don't want to argue. in front of the children, but the yellow is not real sugar because I use the yellow at home for cooking. And the lady, the nutritionist I go to, said to use that.
To use real sugar?
Nope. She said to use the yellow packet.
Okay.
All right. We'll have this figured out tomorrow.
We'll just try to get through today with crappy tasting coffee.
Well, yeah, but it'd be great at 6:11 if you could let that go for the next hour and 48 minutes.
I'm not the kind of guy to believe or something.
Okay. All right.
National Bologna Day. Isn't that the worst? Of all the words, how they're spelt versus how they're pronounced.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever says Bologna.
Bologna.
Todd.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah.
Nobody ever says Bologna.
It is National Bologna Day. But
it's always called Bologna, right?
Yeah, that is really an odd spelling. Is that a guy's name?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I do.
Todd, you can't put things out here if you don't have backing. You know what I mean?
Todd, you're going to ask me or what? Because
Todd is not getting off to a good start today. Wow.
Here, John. Let me help you guys out. I'll just erase everything that's on that page.
No, don't do that. No, he's going to be that guy. I'm going to take my ball and I'm going home.
Yeah.
He just made our screen blank, so we knew nothing that was coming up.
Wow.
Hey, you know what, John? I guess I was going to tell you this. I don't know if we should talk about it on the air, but I'm going to. You know how I'm not the biggest proponent of Facebook?
Yes.
Right? We talk, and I think there's a lot of... information put out there for the wrong reason.
Some on my Facebook last night that actually hurt, but I had to do it.
Your Facebook postings are like, okay, because it's about other stuff. It's not all about you.
I put that Kirk Cousins, as much as I despise the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I don't like the Vikings.
He's really good. He's a really good quarterback. And then watch that series they had last year called Peyton Manning produced it called Quarterbacks. And it was about him at home, and it's like he loses this big playoff game last year, and he gets home, and 20 minutes later, he's reading his little daughter or son a storybook before bed. And you know what I mean? He's just a really, really good guy. A good quarterback, and just because of the fact he plays the Vikings, I despise anybody in purple, but he's good. And watching that game last night, he's good.
Do you think,
Vikings are going to kill the Packers this week. Yeah, I'm afraid to say it. Yeah, if they play the way they played last night.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know that's going to. No, here's, John, you can't take TV or Facebook at face value. This guy lost a playoff game, and he came home and read his story. He read a little story to his, 2-year-old, 3-year-old?
Yeah.
Okay. John, do you think he did that because the cameras were there, or do you think
no,
that's him?
No, really? He seems genuine.
Really?
He legitimately seems genuine. That. If anybody saw that show last year called Quarterbacks, Peyton Manning produced it. It was him. It was Mariota of the Falcons who basically quit the team halfway through the series. Yeah, he just quit. And I'm trying to think of who else was on it. It was a really good series where they really got behind. Oh, it was Patrick Mahomes. Who I don't like him. I don't like his wife. I don't like his brother. No.
I don't like his brother, but.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't watch that stuff, but
I watch all that stuff.
What I like is if they're real, and I think that's very cool. If Kirk Cousins truly lost a playoff game, came home and read it to his story.
That's what he did.
That's a true dad to do that.
A true dad. It's like he walks through the door. It's like, okay, forget the fact. I'm going to get pummeled by the media and the fans and everybody.
Right.
I'm going to read my little boy or little daughter a bedtime story.
And way, way back in the day, who I thought, I wasn't a big fan of his, did meet him, was President Clinton. He did work hard. I will say that. Didn't agree with a lot of the stuff he did, but he worked really hard. And he would talk about, he would come home at night. And really, politics can be tough because you're at so many events. And he would come home and dead tired, and he would read to that.
Yeah.
With Chelsea, was that her?
Chelsea.
Yeah. And he would read her story. And I thought, no, that's cool.
Yeah, I agree.
And I thought that was real about him. I didn't think he did that for the, I don't think he did that for the cameras because I don't think there was Facebook and all that stuff back there. Speaking of Facebook, John.
Here we go.
No, I remember how
Todd,
I told you guys, I think people
Todd.
Put out stuff.
Here we go.
That no one cares. They just, and I don't know why they post this stuff. And we talked about people posting kids. Well, some lady... I think she's kind of famous. She posted a picture of her little kid. And look, to a parent, all kids are beautiful, right? I mean, no matter what. This kid's got kind of a bigger head. So some people said to her, look, is your kid okay? And I felt bad. I did, John. I felt bad because he kind of looked. He's going to grow
Todd,
up.
Todd, bail me out here.
No, Johnny, they're going to call this kid Stewie because he's got a big head. And so then she jumps into the fray and says, I took him to the doctor. They just say he's got a big brain. And I'm like, just let that go. Take your kid off of Facebook. I feel bad for, like, everybody involved now. And my point in bringing that up today is I was right. She should have just raised her kid like a kid and just had, you know, read him stories or her stories, whether it was a boy or girl. But, I mean, isn't that kind of sad? That she was, like, bragging about something nobody really cared about. Here's my kid, look at my kid. And then somebody's like, well, I don't know. That kid's got a pretty big head.
Well, in the old days, they just pull out a picture from their wallet. But you were standing right in front of the person, so the person's not going to say, hey, your kid looks weird, right?
Yeah.
They just have a little vibrato because they're on social media.
I don't think my mom would have put me up because I was deformed. She always tells how I was deformed.
What?
Yeah, and I still am.
You have a big head of hair, but that's okay. You
No.
That.
My face is weird. She said they had to use the tongs on me or something to pull me out sideways or something.
Yeah,
and they misshaped my head.
Yeah, no, that. Well,
like,
that's
I can't wear, like, when I wear glasses, okay, on one side, it should be like half an inch higher. My ear on one side is half an inch lower. And my eyes are out of whack. My eyes are like one eye is up here and one eye is down there.
So God bless your mother for not. It was just if it was Facebook, you would have had, they would have.
She said they wouldn't even show me to her for a while, for a couple of days.
I don't believe
she said that.
That is
true story.
That is not.
That is honest to God. Josephine has never lied in her life.
You can't take it, lady. You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth. Your son is misshapen. I was, and I still am.
Those tong things, though, there's stories about that.
Yeah,
your cranium is not. It's still forming, right? It's just
my
cartilage.
My head's all out of whack.
No, but Johnny, now it's like, you know, hard as a brick. But when you're born, no, that's just cartilage. And that's why when they
whatever
put those clamps on it. So the vice was a little tight.
Yeah, a little tight. They pulled this one out of there. Somebody, get a hold of this. We got to get this son of a gun out of here. Well, I think his head's going to be misshapen. I don't care.
He's destined.
It's her seventh one. Who cares anymore?
He's destined for radio.
Exactly. Right. He tried TV and they ran him out of there. I don't look at this guy. All right, Mind with the Mayor. We got a lot coming up.
Yeah, we do.
I'm going to prove my point that you could throw away paint if you mix it with kitty litter.
Oh, yeah, I want to talk about that.
Yeah, my man's coming up in just a few minutes. We got Ace coming in, the greatest chef in Green Bay. We got a lot of stuff, man.
And Dr. Tiller's in the house
today.
That's going to be awesome.
Mino and the Mayor back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here on WGBW on a Tuesday rainy, dark morning, but it's warm. 60 right. degrees in Oshkosh, 57 in Appleton, 55 in Green Bay. You know what? With water coming in like this, that sump pump is going to be working. And you know, sooner or later, one thing's going to happen. That sump pump motor is going to quit. And as soon as that sump pump motor quits and the rains keep coming, your basement is going to be flooded. Who are you going to call? Midwest Restoration. If you know of anybody that experiences water damage, most likely from the sump pump wearing out, call 920-MIDWEST. Have Midwest Restoration help you with your flooded basement. Mention Mino and the Mayor sent you. You'll get a $250 Visa card. And they'll donate up to $250 to your favorite charity. How incredible is that?
Those guys, I love
they're
those
the
guys.
They're the best.
They are.
I'm telling you, people, these guys are the absolute best. 920-MIDWEST Restoration. You know what they hope? They hope you never call them. They hope you never, ever, ever call them.
Yeah.
Because they also know if you're calling them, it's going to be one of the worst days of your life in some ways. But they will take care of it and help make it a better day. Midwest Restoration. Folks, when you're at your darkest times, your basement's flooded, you had a fire, you got mold, you got all kinds of problems.
Backup sewage.
Whatever it is, Midwest Restoration will take care of you like you can't even believe.
Yeah.
They are the absolute best.
You know, you mentioned the phone number, but and they answer 24/7.
24/7.
You know,
Ryan, our guy Ryan, the one day he had his nice dinner plan. What do you have? Lobster?
Yeah,
tails?
On the plate, right?
On the plate. How do you cook that?
Boil it.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, he had lobster on the plate for his.
Doesn't take long to cook it,
but he got a call and he left it right there.
Right there.
Actually, you know what? I gotta be honest with you. I'm becoming that old cranky guy.
Really, John? Todd, can you believe that?
I mean,
confession.
I'm blown away by this information.
John Minone, 65-year-old white guy, born and raised in Upper Michigan, Egani, and then moved to the big city of Green Bay. And you're becoming an old cranky white guy.
So I'm in the elevator here last night after going shopping, grocery shopping. And there's nothing I hate more than grocery shopping because all I do is wander. I just wander and wander and then stumble upon something. I'm that guy. Oh, do we got our guy?
But we're trying to, John, I told you stay on the perimeter of the store. We'll get back to that.
I thought about you.
Okay, you should have done it.
I did.
But Todd, listen to me. Okay.
You ready?
Yes. Yeah.
John's standing by.
All right, he's Johnny.
John from Kewaunee County.
Yep.
John?
John, good morning.
Hey there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
So, John, yesterday we had this big discussion, and I told Jim that if you put kitty litter in a gallon of paint that you don't need anymore, it will absorb all the paint, basically, and then you can throw that in the regular garbage and don't have to take it to a transfer station or whatever they're called type of thing. And you run the transfer station in Kewaunee County, correct?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so help me out on this, John.
Help me out. So, John, is that true?
Well, I've heard guys do it, yeah. The only thing is when you throw it in your trash, you know, like that, you've got to remember that it's still semi-liquid. And if you put it in your garbage can and it coats your garbage can, pretty soon you're going to have 2 inches of gunk in your garbage can. So, you know, it's up to you how you want to handle it. I've seen people do it all different ways. You know, you can dry it on cardboard, put it on a piece of plywood and dry it out.
But then it's...
Paint it out.
If you paint it out...
Paint it on your neighbor's house, you know.
There you go. Peel off his siding. But isn't it still the same chemical? I mean, here's what I want to know. Is that acceptable? So you take it and you add kitty litter to make it more of a solid base than liquid. It's still the same components, but it's acceptable to then put that in your... If you take the liquid form away, you know, you do dry it out. You add a lot of the kitty litter. It's acceptable to put that in the regular garbage?
Yeah, it's one of those weird things that somebody at DNR that went to school for basket weaving and intercourse, you know, he probably dreamt up this idea. So.
I was going to say because
if you hear him laughing back there.
I wasn't a big science guy at all.
Or the other part.
But the, yeah. The basket weaving?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
But the chemical, I just want to say that but here's what I'm saying, John, is that on the periodical chart, right, those chemicals,
yeah,
just because the format changes, I don't think the content, the ingredients change. I don't get that.
But it doesn't go anywhere then. I think that's part of it, right, John? Because once it's solidified like that,
it's weird because, you know, once you paint it on a product, okay, so you paint the oil base on a piece of wood.
Right.
And now it becomes a solid and not a liquid.
Right.
Okay. And that's what changes everything is once it becomes a solid.
Right.
Now, as a liquid, we take it as a liquid, but, of course, we have to pay to get rid of it, so we charge you for it.
Right.
Well, what do you guys do with it? Do you add kitty litter or paint it on something? I mean, how do you get rid of it then?
No, we don't. We actually end up taking it. We'll take it in, haul it into a site that is licensed to handle it, and we pay to get rid of it. Once we get it, everything changes. We got a whole bunch of different regulations we have to comply to make those guys with the three letters happy.
So he's a big DNR fan.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of you guys who are big DNR fans. I'm sure you like the
especially way they... Especially Kewaunee County.
I'm sure you like the way they count the deer, too.
Yeah. So, wow. I mean, there's so many things that we have to, you know, we comply with things that the general public does not probably want to comply to.
Well, John, thank you for proving me right.
And proving me wrong. Yeah, but John, thanks for what you're doing out there. The DNR, they're open to some criticism. But
and I love
like
Kewaunee
you,
County.
So do I. Love it.
Big fan. Big fan.
All right,
John.
John, I appreciate it.
Thanks
Take care
in.
Of Tori out there, would you?
Yeah. Come back and visit us anytime you
I'd
want.
Love to. Thank you, buddy. Take care. John, who runs the Kewaunee Transfer Station. Proving me right that you can
proving
mix
you right.
paint with kitty litter and then put it in your garbage.
Yep. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that look at the DNR like John
All right,
does.
Look at the time. We got a big show coming up, folks. Mino the Mayor back after this.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here in WGBW coming to you on a Tuesday morning. We just talked to John from the Kewaunee Transfer Station. And he talked about what we can do with old paint and gas and things like that.
And study in college.
And study in college. What you study in college.
Right.
And we're not going to bring that up anymore.
Support the DNR.
I know that's what you majored in at St. Norbert with those little Catholic girls from Chicago. But anyway, we got Tor here. Hey, Tori, how are you doing?
Good morning, John.
And you work at that transfer station.
I do, yes.
And you were telling us that I was trying to get rid of old gas, and you say you guys could take it, you'd burn it in your oil burner?
Yeah, our shop is heated by a waste oil burner.
I'm old. I realize I'm old. Right. But I would like at some point before I die, I'd like to work in a shop where there's an oil burner. Where you go in every morning, it's like, hey, put that there. Hey, put that
John,
oil there, the oil burner.
We would be reading about you.
What do you mean by that?
That means that you would do something like pour in. Now, I don't know how to do that. There's got to be some proper ways to fill the oil burner.
I would follow the protocol.
You think you could?
Yeah. Tori?
So, Tori,
go over to the wall, push the button.
Exactly.
Ready to go.
If you put gas
in the... I want to work in a shop. Tori, get me a job in your shop.
All right, let's go.
I want to get a job in a shop.
Punch out. Let's go.
No, he's under contract here till 8. So that's what you do. You just... People drop off their gas. You pour it into a vat, and then that becomes your fuel?
Our transfer station has a tote where people can bring waste oil, and then we transfer it from there to our shop, and it just goes into a huge feeder.
Can I bring my old gas, though, too?
Yeah, that's
yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Gas is oil. Oil's good.
I'm taking a drive to Kewaunee.
Okay.
You want to come with me?
No.
You can hold it in your lap. Yeah. You can hold a cans of gas in your lap.
Your car won't smell at all. Wow. Okay. Well, that's and is that your only source of heat fuel?
For the most part, during the winter.
So it's basically free heat.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Because if people drop it off, can you use old oil, like stuff that they drain from their car?
Yeah. Back I worked in the dealerships. We had a waste oil burner there. That's most of our oil.
See, that's great.
To heat.
That's economical.
I don't.
What?
Is there something?
Why do you have such a problem with this? You know what? If you were a half-decent mayor back in the day, you would have had some of the. Yes, thank you, Todd. Todd even gave me a thumbs up on that. You would have had a lot of the municipal buildings run on reusable fuel.
But
you didn't.
No, we leaned into a lot of recycling. Mind you, the recycling bins were those little blue things. Now we have the ones that are automated pickup. We went to automated garbage pickup. We had we did some focus on the environment. I don't know that anyone came to me. I got to be honest with you, John. That came to me and said, you know what you got to do, Mayor, is you got to collect oil and turn it into. Is that environmentally good to do that? Is there any like fumes or? I don't really.
Yeah.
Same as a fuel oil burner in your
right.
house.
Exactly.
Look at how hot that is. I mean, it
burns great. But we had oil when I grew up. We had a big old oil tank in our basement, and they would fill it up.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
Maybe it wasn't the tongs. I don't know. Okay. Well, all right.
I'll get you a permission slip. We'll take a field trip one day if you can have.
We're coming up there.
Have the dog, whatever it does.
I'd like to work
sign off on it that you can go on a field trip.
Okay. All right, I'd like to see that. Maybe I need to learn more about this.
I think you need to learn a lot more about a lot of things. I got to be honest with you, Jim.
Take a walk over to the NWTC auto shop. See what they're using.
You work there, for God's sakes.
I don't work in the auto shop. I work in the college.
Take a walk.
I'm going there today, and it's right across the street from the business college. I will go over there today and look at, and you say they use this?
They may. You'd have to check in, but.
They probably do.
Okay. I'm on it. Well, that's nice that we know that when we clean our garages this time of year and we have some extra fuel or oil, there's a way to dispose of it. And not only dispose of it, but actually recycle it.
Yeah, stop by a shop. I think there's a sign, even one on Main Street, that they take fuel oil, you know, the waste oil.
All right.
And they take waste gas.
Yes.
Although nobody changes their oil anymore, do they?
No, I don't even change my oil.
I used to do that all the time. It's like, I'm going to change my own oil and whatever.
I don't even know where the oil filter is.
Then you'd have you'd have like those milk jugs of oil sitting in your garage for like 6 months. You ever do that?
No, I didn't.
You never change your own oil? Todd, you change your own oil?
I've done it. Yeah.
I can see Todd doing it.
Yeah.
I can't see you doing it.
Okay.
It makes you feel manly, though.
Very much.
What I mean? You take off that big screw from the oil pan and... You got that stuff coming out. It's like, look at this. I'm in control of my car.
So you forget to put the drain plug back in and then put a couple quarts in.
Shut up. I did that. I didn't tighten it enough one time, Todd.
Me too.
I didn't tighten it enough. Yeah. All right, Tori, thanks for being here, buddy. And thanks for you did for the LERP reunion. That was really nice of you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you. That was awesome, a donation you guys made.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for doing that.
Yep.
Okay.
You guys are great.
Hey, thanks for the applesauce. Tell me about this applesauce you brought us.
Yeah.
I had to pick like 8 bushels. Hillside and Casco, and made some applesauce.
Homemade apple with honey, right?
Yep, some with honey, some plain up.
Do you know how he makes that? It sounds great.
Sounds fantastic. Why don't you ever do anything like that?
I told him, we talked earlier when you were, I don't know where you were. We were talking, and he kind of taught me how to make applesauce. Do you know he uses the Nesco, and it cooks in there for like 6 hours, right?
Yeah, just peel them and put them in Nesco and walk away. Just come back and mash it up and then can it up.
And then how long will that be good? Is it a year that'll last?
Yeah, a year or two.
Really?
Nice.
That is. Thank you for that.
That's You're the man.
You are.
Tori's cooler than us. Another guy cooler than us.
Oh, boy, do we have
Tori from Kiwani. Thank you, brother.
We're bringing another one out.
How's the squirrel
cooler than us?
Squirrel feeder still going good?
Oh, they clean it out every day.
I built him the coolest squirrel feeder ever. What?
that's great.
Well, that's true. All right.
I haven't.
All right, Tori, thank you, buddy.
All right, Tori, you're the best.
Tori's a man. Tori owns Kiwani County.
He is.
He's the best. Coming in next, the chef, Ace. What's up, brother? How are you? Wonderful, man. I didn't know that you were a teammate of Spencer.
Yes.
In football.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I played for 16 years.
You know our man, Spencer?
Yes. I didn't know that either.
They played semi-pro football. He was a teammate.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
And Spencer, great.
He is. Wonderful guy.
As are you, Ace. Ace, we're going to be seeing a lot of each other.
Yes, we are.
Which is great. You, obviously a very talented chef. You hail from the Mississippi, New Orleans area, right?
New Orleans area.
You were very kind to the community shelter when we played the Saints and cooked an unbelievable shrimp Cajun over rice. That was fun to kind of like.
Oh, you had a great team. I saw you in there chopping up some vegetables and even have a girl over here making some bread pudding, and the wife was involved
right
too.
Yeah, it was all
that
good.
Bread pudding was really good.
Yeah, awesome. We brought some back here, so
that was really good.
But you have a big deal. You do a lot of charity work, and you're doing one for me.
I am.
Today
is that today
again? my personal chef Ace is here.
We'll talk about more about that tomorrow, because today it's kind of like a little bit of an invite only thing. So I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
But
for sure.
it's a kickoff to a major event project that's going to be happening in Green Bay. But tonight, you have something coming up at the Meyer Theater. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I do. It's my first dinner and a show, so I'll be cooking a full 3-course meal. You know, bourbon pecan chicken, cilantro rice, Cajun green beans.
Does that sound good, right?
Oh, we're there. Just to name a few. And then doors open at 5:30. Dinner starts at 6.
And this is at the Meyer?
Yep. This is at backstage at the Meyer
backstage,
Theater.
Backstage, okay.
Yeah,
yep.
The backstage.
November 2nd. Great place. Wasn't that great, that meeting we were at that morning?
Yeah. November 2nd.
November 2nd, yep, which is next Thursday, I believe.
Right.
Yep.
So outstanding.
That is going to be great. There's entertainment as well?
Yeah, yeah. So,
are you singing? Do you sing too?
I sing through my flutes.
Oh, you're doing the entertainment, really?
Oh yeah, yeah. When I came on the last time, yeah, I play my flute. Yeah, that's awesome. That's what I do.
Wow. So this is a self-contained from chef to the talent
dinner and a show. I feel like James Brown a little bit.
That is cool, right? Right. That'd be great.
Yeah, yeah. I figured I haven't seen it around in the area. I definitely haven't seen a chef, perform after. I just think it's something new. You know, dinner and a show is something that we used to do back in the day and kind of lost that. So to bring that back to Green Bay is just awesome.
I think it's awesome. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, so date night. Groups, table.
Well, the theme is called Fall in Love, but it does, you know, it's based on because, you know, it's fall. But yeah, you can bring your honey, you can bring your kid, you can bring your grandmother, your anybody. It's open to anybody. There is no.
You bring your boyfriend, Christy?
Dun, dun, dun. But yeah, there is open bar.
You know, someone with that intellect. Yeah, that you really had her, because someone who's got an answer for everything that's well spoken,
right?
And she responds, huh? Huh?
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
This sounds great, Ace. And by the way, you know Tony O, right? Tony Oz?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, he's been talking to me about starting up a bar together.
Oh,
and
boy.
We want you
just
involved.
Just what we need in Green Bay.
Yes, right. And we want you involved.
Oh, I can be the face of it.
Something. We want you involved, okay?
I don't bartend,
you,
though.
Me, and Tony O. All right? You can't go wrong.
Oh, man. Always a pleasure.
Mino Ace and Tony O. What do you think?
Fine.
That's the name of it.
Yeah.
All right. You there?
I'll write about it.
All right.
I don't.
All right. Todd, you coming?
I think I'm going to pass on.
Todd's going to be he's going to be in charge of our background music.
John,
I can do that.
Go. Yes. Okay.
I could be on the decks.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of hear Todd's response? It's not dissimilar to Christie's. When you asked him, he's like, huh? So I don't know if it's the question.
I know.
It's
really dark, gloomy morning.
Yeah.
So Ace, what can we look forward to on the second? What's the meal? Do you have something dreamed up? Is it?
Yeah, yeah. The first course is Italian stuffed meatballs with vodka cream sauce. And then the second course is the bourbon pecan chicken, which is kind of like a spicier seared chicken breast with a brown sugar bourbon glaze that goes over it with some pecans. Cilantro basmati white rice, Cajun garlic green beans, and then I believe the dessert is New Orleans bread pudding. I don't know if I can compete to yours now.
I got
all this competition.
How good is that meal?
Yeah.
I want to go to this.
We're going to go.
Yeah. We're going to go to this.
Yeah, awesome. I got to look.
Todd, you have to come to this.
I'm going.
All right. This sounds fantastic, Ace.
I love it.
Fantastic. And that's coming up on November 2nd.
November 2nd, yeah. So doors open at 5:30. Dinner starts at 6. And then, you can do the dinner and the concert separate too as well. If you get the dinner, the concert comes included. And then if you do the concert, then that starts at 7:15.
How do people get tickets?
They can go right onto the Backstage Meyer Theater website. They can also go on to my Facebook page, Ace Champion or Chef Champion LLC, and they'll find that there.
We had Matt on yesterday, Matt Gable from the
right,
the Meyer.
They have a nice lineup coming.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, Johnny, that's cool. And then we have the. Yeah, there's a lot going on. The Bullathon's coming. That's going to be a fun week. November's going to be a great month.
November's
we have so many activities.
Awesome.
And after getting the show kind of going, many of you are very nice.
The
about
bar might
on.
Even be open by then.
What's that?
My bar might be open. What? It could be.
I'm thinking since they both do the bread pudding, right? We should have a competition.
Oh!
A chef does his
well. I've already won two awards for it.
I mean, we're all kind of pushing for you to beat the
wants
mayor.
More
yeah,
bread
no.
Pudding.
You know him well.
If there's one thing I've learned, it's to pick my battles, and I'm not in.
Okay, so Ace, help me on something. I was actually thinking about you last night when I was grocery shopping.
Nice.
I bought a pack of frozen shrimp.
Yeah.
Okay. And I bought some, and you're going to make fun of me. You always do, but... Okay.
He's pointing to me, not Ace. So.
Yeah. I bought a big thing of chicken broth. And you want to say, it's got too much sodium.
It does.
Yeah, it's got too much sodium. Your heart's going to explode.
Yep.
Well, whatever.
Okay.
So, Ace.
Or your...
They do make low sodium, just to say.
All right. Ace.
Okay. John didn't see that.
All right. Can I continue?
And it wasn't... Yeah, thanks, buddy. And it wasn't... And the low sodium wasn't on sale.
Why did he go over to the dark side with you, this guy? Wow. Unreal. Come back to me.
John?
Ace, come back to me.
So,
come back to
so
me.
You bought you bought shrimp, which is healthy.
Yeah.
And then you bought some high sodium
chicken broth.
Chicken broth. Okay.
I want to make a really good shrimp like soup. Can you give me some suggestions?
Now, when you mean soup, like you mean like gumbo soup or something. Like something going over rice or something?
No, not the rice. Too many carbs in rice. So give me. Jeez. Would you, Jeff, how about this?
Says the man who cares not about the sodium.
Right. Oh my God, Todd, what's going on today?
And ask
we got your
lifeline. It's unbelievable.
Ace asking what he's going to wash
between
it down
with. Between the guys, Kalani talking about basket weaving and intercourse classes, and now we got this going on. It's like, where am I? What's going on? All right, Ace, stick around. We're going to start over.
Oh, yeah, we will.
We're going to start
good
over.
Good idea. Reset.
Reset. Wow. Todd, are you with me today? Is anybody with me?
No.
John, are you with me?
I am.
All right. Is
John.
Your boyfriend with me?
Yeah.
All right, good. All right. We got to send a quick break. We'll be back more with Ace. Back after this.
Wow. Huh? A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
So nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. Hey, welcome back. Mine on the mirror here on a rough Tuesday morning.
It's a reset time.
Holy man. I'm getting pummeled.
Well, it's because you haven't been on today, Johnny.
I have been on. What do you mean I have been on?
Oh, you did sodium and supporting Facebook with these people putting stuff on there they shouldn't. It's just a lot of...
You're the one that brought about some lady with a kid with a big head or something like that.
Stewie!
And now I think... And I told you that... I've talked about this. And I think... Social media, it serves a purpose. I do like reading comments on the Packers. I think that's fun to read about certain things. But when people parade their kids and this and that, they're setting themselves up for criticism. I mean, that's just the world we live in. And this lady put her kid on there and it'll be with a big head. And people are like, that kid doesn't look normal. And then she's like, well, I took him to the doctor. He's got a big brain. And I'm afraid that kid, they're going to like pick on him and call him Stewie. And I don't think that's fair to him. And if his mom would have just been like, look, we'll just keep our family.
What do you think it was like for me growing up with a misshapen head?
But that was with the tongs, though. You should have gone after the doctor.
I know.
But he did. Yeah. Okay. Hey, but let's reset.
My mom told me he used to smoke in the room.
Really?
The doctor used to, he'd be smoking.
Didn't they all?
I think
so. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Anyway, we've got some great
My mom smoked when I was when she was pregnant with me, but it didn't affect me at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. So,
well, at least we all got a kick out of that one.
Notice how it was all in unison? Not at all. Nobody's going to fight with John today.
No.
Not today.
No.
Wow. Chef Ace in the house.
Okay, no, Ace,
Champion
go back.
Ace.
Okay, less about you, a little bit more about me here, Ace.
Oh, yeah, you're Chef Ace.
What can I make with that shrimp and my chicken broth?
So a really good you don't want you want soup. So gumbo is probably the staple in there, but
that's rice, right?
No, that's jambalaya.
Oh, okay,
welcome to gumbo. Green Bay.
Okay. Ace, what Johnny needs to do is add the Trinity to his shrimp, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what?
Remember we talked about that when Ace was on the three.
Oh, is it celery or whatever?
Yes, yeah, celery is
it celery?
No, right?
Yeah, celery, yeah. Onion, and bell pepper.
Yep. Okay.
That's your mirepoix. So you add that to your broth.
But is that the right base? Chicken broth?
For gumbo?
Yeah.
If you're making chicken and sausage gumbo. Oh,
that's
you're making seafood.
I don't know what I'm making.
I'm going to make it easy for you.
Of
you can use yeah,
and I
you
bought
can
a
use
box
chicken
of broth, Ace.
You can use chicken broth.
Please take it from there.
Yeah, yeah. So
I think he should get creamer. I think he
sorry,
should
I didn't
get,
mean to snap.
Deep breath, everyone.
Ace, I think he should get some cream and make like a bisque.
You can make
a
bisque.
I'm a big fan of seafood bisque.
Should have got lobster.
Yeah. Add your mirepoix and then add your seafood to that.
But he could also
por favor, lobster bisque. Por favor. Adios, muchachos.
Do you have an immersion blender?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Well, he's got to have somewhere to blend that bliss.
Okay.
What he could do is add some potatoes and add some
corn. I know,
corn.
Too many carbs and potatoes.
That's way too much work for my guy right here. Remember, we're opening up a bar.
Thank you, Ace.
I got you, bro. I got you, bro.
Would you like a tap beer?
Yeah, right?
Mino and Ace. Think about it.
I am.
Chris, are you going to work for us?
Absolutely.
All right. Will your boyfriend be a contributor?
I hope so.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Oh, so Ace, all right, I want to talk a little bit more about your event. John, get John a recipe. Just email him something.
Thank you.
I got you, man.
Thank
but
you.
But I think he's already invested, probably 99 cents, but he's invested in his chicken broth.
It's $3. It's over $3. Oh, so this is, I'm just saying this. So I got in the elevator here last night, and there's a lady in there with me, okay? And I hope she didn't think I was weird.
So, never, no.
But
how about unison? No.
No, I asked her, I said, does this look like $72 to you? And she's like, what? These two bags of grits. It's like, does this look like $72? It was $72 for two bags of groceries.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. Welcome to my world. I'm a private chef, so I shop at the grocery store every time I go to work.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, it is.
It's mind-boggling.
It is.
Wow.
Think about us at the homeless shelter feeding, 160 people every night.
I can only imagine.
So, we're just $90,000 on. And we get stuff donated, too, thank God.
Right.
I mean, but even just the milk and some of the staples that, people don't. I mean, it's got dated product we have to buy. We buy a lot of stuff at the farmer's market. But food's expensive. $72, that's a lot. Now, John, that will last you, though.
I don't know. It's
Thursday?
Like, it's bread and shrimp and frozen vegetables. I mean, it's nothing. Nothing. No. Nothing.
Any alcohol in there?
What is that?
that's probably.
That might be.
Why would you ask
that's
that?
That's 30% of the
what does
72?
That have to do with
yeah.
He gets that from the waterfront market.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that's different.
Actually, I had a checkout lady at Walmart hit on me a little bit about that.
True
story.
Man. And
true
just,
story.
Boy, the lookers at Walmart.
True story. She had the coolest tattoo on her neck.
Yeah.
She did.
Wow.
Yeah.
John, that's.
She's like.
You got hit on at Walmart?
How are you doing?
Because I was doing this.
Wow.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
So I was doing the self-checkout thing. When that comes up, they have to come over.
Did you have similar walkers, or what was the connection
you had? She said something like, I'd share that with you, honey. Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
I'm just telling you. Hey, you still got
you
it.
You should bring her to the dinner and the show.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Just make sure you have a place where she can lean
and
up.
And she's like, ooh, frozen shrimp. What you gonna make for me, honey? That's what she said.
Make sure you got a place where she can lean up her white cane.
What's that supposed
there
to
you
mean?
Go.
What is that supposed to mean? Where do you go there?
Blind.
You have no. She's not blind.
She's not blind, he said.
She wasn't totally blind.
Aww,
so I'm just saying.
Good.
All right, John, that's great. You got hit on at Walmart. Boy, that's,
Yeah.
That and the beach.
When's the last time you got hit on at Walmart? Exactly.
Do you know why?
I don't think he goes to Walmart.
That's exactly right.
The mayor doesn't go to Walmart.
I don't go to Walmart. I'm the mayor.
16 years.
16 years. I'm 10 and 0.
Back to Ace.
And I got a dog who loves me.
He does. They do say, if you want a friend in politics, get a dog.
Do you take him to stores?
The stores I can, of course.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah,
Cabela. Been in his car. We've been in his car.
My gosh.
You can tell Milton goes for rides.
He goes to Cabela's, Fleet Farm. Fleet Farm just for training. I don't buy a lot of stuff there.
So
Home
does
Depot.
He just, when you ride, does he just lick the windows the whole time?
Well, he
sneezes on them. What does he do? Wasn't that
he
gross?
He does.
Kind of.
Not really.
But the mayor cleaned it all before we got in on purpose, so we couldn't make fun of him, but then we still did.
I know. I do. He does slobber a little bit around the windows.
A little bit.
He wants to put his head out, and I don't want him to do that.
He's the cutest puppy ever.
He is.
I love Milton.
Let a dog be a dog. Come on.
All right, so Ace, we're talking about your event here.
Ace Champion.
Ace Champion, November 2nd at the Meyer Theater. $60, the ultimate, $60 per person, the ultimate.
I don't know.
The ultimate date night, right? It's an unbelievable meal. Go through your meal again, and then entertainment. And I think I want to let our listeners, I want to remind our listeners, the entertainment is you.
It is me.
And you play a couple instruments. What is the name of the instrument?
We're not good at anything.
No,
and he
I
does
know.
All these kinds of things.
I play about 20 instruments. They're mostly Native American flutes. They're bamboo flutes from all over the world, Chinese flute. It's really going to take you on a trip around the world with my Creole food and then turn around with the flavors of the bamboo flutes.
November 2nd.
We're there. Next
Meyer
Thursday.
Hey, what position did you play in football?
I played quarterback.
Quarterback?
Yes.
No kidding.
Yeah, and then when I didn't do good,
so
then I played wide receiver.
Did you play? Where'd you play in high school?
Okay, Johnny.
Louisiana.
We'll be right back. Mine on the mayor.
I did.
WGBW.
He's cooler than you.